I also was listening to Dan Patrick earlier this morning, and we talked about it at the end of the broadcast yesterday. And this entire show has so many big stories connected to the world of sports as COVID-19 PGA Tour headline. It has the return of baseball. And also, you have this Bubba Wallace situation where I'm really concerned when I read Twitter and Facebook, and it dictates so much of America on so many fronts, not just sports, politics, day-to-day living, music, entertainment. It's the perfect pile-on forum. Now, trying to portray the noose in that garage at Talladega as a hoax is so far off. It is. The photo that I saw looked like a noose. The FBI said a noose. NASCAR said a noose. This isn't Bubba Wallace making this up. Now we know, based on the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office investigation, that it's been there since October 2019. So if Bubba Wallace or his crew saw a noose, considering the racial climate of America right now and a Confederate flag being flown over Talladega saying defund NASCAR, then I can understand the concern. I don't think he blew this out for self-serving propaganda. And by the way, why are we celebrating that it wasn't a hate crime? What I don't understand, that NASCAR doesn't have automatic garage door openers like I do at my house. That you still need a rope. That's like Jethro wearing a rope and he's living in Beverly Hills and Uncle Jed just $100 million in oil and you have a damn rope for a belt. Now, the noose is tied like a noose from the photo I saw, right? It wasn't planted there, but at the time, nobody knew. And I can really look at NASCAR and say they should have been the ones to say, we found a noose, we're looking into it. Immediately look at the video and say, before the FBI got there, no, that was there since 2019. But if that was done by NASCAR, a lot of people would have said, oh, they're covering it up. They're covering it up. It's just a redneck sport. They're covering up. I just thought, a rope? You're rolling in with multi-million dollar teams and, okay, we're going to close the door, protect these rides that are state of the art, but we're going to use a rope. I'm not making fun of the noose. I saw a noose. That's it. FBI set a noose. NASCAR set a noose. Now this new spin that, oh, he's making this up because he has a Black Lives Matter card and this is all part of a hoax. You need to cut that crap out now. I'm glad there wasn't a hate crime. I think the teams in unity in that photo before the rain-delayed race on Monday and Bubba going up to the fans and the racial harmony growth of NASCAR that started by saying no to the Confederate flag at their events and their racetracks, and to not have this as a hate crime, I look at it as major progress. But Twitter and Facebook, even Dan Patrick referenced, well, Bubba's taking it or getting taken to the woodshed on Twitter and Facebook. I was going to say another word, but we're a family show. And I'm like, well, why are we putting everything into Twitter and Facebook where someone can make up a fake name, fake email, and you're going to put credibility into Facebook and Twitter? That's America right now. And yeah, I'm mad. Businesses, politics, my business, they put way too much credibility into Twitter That was close. I almost gave a new name to Twitter, which a lot of people go, you know what? I like that one better. They do. I've sat with bosses the last 3 years, and only got two Twitter complaints. Okay. Really? Did you call them? Did you see if they're real? So I'm going to talk to a boss about a tweet from a guy whose handle is, I hate the Wolverines. Okay, let's talk to him. I've had it, man. You know, Bubba Wallace is the only black driver in a sport that's had few black men ever sit behind the wheel. Do I agree with everything with Black Lives Matter? No. Do I agree with everything politically in America? No. Do I think all white people are racist? No. Do I think all law enforcement are bad? No. Do I look at a black man or woman differently or below who I think I am? No. Never have. And now the way this story is turned, it's like everybody who was PO'd about the Confederate flag, every NASCAR fan who was mad about the Confederate flag being banned, are going, oh, look now, look at this. This is a hoax. This is Jussie Smollett. This is a hoax. Now, FBI said it was a noose. NASCAR said it was a noose. You know, like I said at the end of yesterday's show, NASCAR could have jumped on this much quicker, or whoever runs Talladega, and said, no, that's a rope. But I like how people now say it's a rope. The photo I saw looks like a noose. And I've never seen any rope to open a garage, a door, a pulley, whatever it is, a secret part of your attic where you have it flips down and you got a rope and you pull. I've never seen it set up like a noose. The symbols of racism, or that symbol, is what started this. And I think Bubba Wallace is a little embarrassed that he got fired up. But he doesn't have to be embarrassed. The unity of those NASCAR drivers together, that to me says something about progress. No one's looking to make somebody better than the others. This fight is about equality. And I get that there's no hate crime committed, and we're not celebrating that. And trying to portray Bubba Wallace as using this to his advantage. Come on. Now, Jeff Striegel is the voice of NASCAR on the radio for the Motor Racing Network. He was at Talladega over the weekend into Monday when the race was finally ran after all the weather in Alabama. He joins us live here at the Metro Health Sports Medicine Guest Line. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm really good right now, Huge. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Crazy. You know, you go back to the Confederate flag, you know, 10 days ago. It's crazy couple of weeks for NASCAR, isn't it, to say the least?
That's the understatement of the world. And I want to start by this. You and I don't agree on everything. You don't agree with everything that I do or say. No, say. And I don't, you know, always agree with everything that you say. But I will say this. What you just said on the radio, I 100% agree with absolutely everything. And I want to start with an example that I thought about earlier today, and that is, we've all been to the airport. We all know what it's like to fly in this day and age. And if we see a backpack laying in the corner and it goes unattended for 10 minutes and then 15 minutes, and finally somebody says, man, that could be a problem. We don't know if it's a problem. What do? We report it to a gate agent who then calls here in the Michigan area. They call the Michigan State Police, which is right there on the property. And what do? They come down, they investigate it. Maybe it's something, maybe it's not, but we have to investigate it. And that's, you know, I think that's the part that a lot of people are missing when they look at this story and try to make it something that it wasn't. This story has taken on so many dramatic twists and turns, and we all tried to solve it before we allowed due diligence to take place. We all had in our mind probably different. You had it different than I did. I might have had it different than Mary and Sue and Billy and Bob. But we all tried to solve it. And then, like you said, post it on our platforms, on Twitter, on Facebook, on social media. Rather than wait it out and see how it played out and find out exactly what took place. And I think that was the big, big mistake. And hopefully it can be a learning opportunity as we move forward.
Jeff Striegel, radio voice of NASCAR, he was at Talladega, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. When I go back to first tweeting out this story, first talking about it, my very first comment posted was, the video will solve this story. The video, which it did when the FBI looked at it and said authentic video from October 2019, said the noose. They didn't, you know, a lot of people now are just calling it a rope. Is that the FBI, U.S. Northern Alabama District, U.S. Attorney's Office, called it a noose. That the noose in question, and I'm paraphrasing from their statement yesterday that I read at the end of the show, was there since October 2019. What I said yesterday, Jeff, that for Talladega to have a couple races, have track employees understanding the climate with the Confederate flag and symbols being banned, that I'm really surprised that they didn't do a thorough check of every stall, garage, bathroom in the place, see a noose, and just unravel the rope.
100% agree. I can't answer that because I haven't talked to a track official. We talk to track officials all the time, but I have not spoken to one since this story broke. And I would imagine now, I mean, in you know what, it's too late now. We should have done it before. I can't answer that. I don't know why when we sweep out the garages, when we prepare the garage area and we make sure that the doors go up and down and they're oiled and they don't squeak that we're not looking at. And like you said, I mean, we use rope, you know, could we have used electric garage door openers? Maybe we'll do that moving forward, but it does make me wonder in preparation for the NASCAR Cup Series to come to your track. Did you not see this? Did we not notice this? Did it not grab anybody's attention? And of course the answers to all of that right now are no, 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 and no. And they needed to be, yes, we did see it and we took care of it. But you know, that's we're going to have a lot of hindsight in this one.
Yeah, I know that the noose in question was a knot. It wasn't a knot. It was a noose to make bringing down the garage door or garage's door easier. So here's my question about that, Jeff. Then why wasn't that rope set up there then on every single garage at Talladega, that same noose configuration, if it was just a pull-down mechanism?
Well, and I can, if we read Twitter, some people would like to say that that was exactly how it was, and they had that in every garage. That's not true. It was not like that in every garage. It was like that in one garage. They're looking. What I can tell you right now is that the FBI has ended their investigation. We know that, and they have determined that there was no hate crime. Now, NASCAR has not ended their investigation. What they're doing right now is they're going back. They know the team that was there in October of 2019. We all do now because it was, you know, we've seen pictures of it. We know. What they want to do is determine when they were there, who may have, manipulated that rope and put it in that position, like you said, a noose. So they're not done looking into it. They want to find out how, you know, I mean, what, even if they found out that it was done that way in a picture, but it was since been removed, I think they still would go back and investigate. We would want them to go back and investigate. So that's what they're doing right now. But it was one garage stall, and by chance, right, or it doesn't even matter, you know, whether it was Bubba's team or somebody else's team, right or wrong, it was one garage stall, and the noose was hanging there, used to pull the garage door down, and it shouldn't have been.
Tell you what, man, I'll have to call a local garage door company in Alabama. You could make a killing right now out at Talladega by doing some electric garage door openers. If Talladega would have said, oh, this rope configuration is in every garage because we pull it down because they're older garages, we're going to replace them after the race, whatever explanation, we got nothing. And the thing that I hold on to through this isn't the drama that we're dealing with, courtesy of Twitter and Facebook, with the noose, the rope, the garage pulley, whatever it is, and you were there, Jeff. You're getting ready to call the rain-delayed Geico 500, Talladega, Alabama. And before the race, arguably one of the great moments in NASCAR history.
Hands down, absolutely. Here's what we knew. We knew what everybody knew at that moment, and that was that there was an investigation going on. A possible hate crime had been committed on Sunday. Sunday prior to when the race was scheduled, it was then reported on Sunday night after the race had been postponed, and it was made public. So that's what we knew. It wasn't too long after that that we were getting tipped off that the drivers were planning something. We didn't know who was heading it up. We didn't know what they were planning. And we didn't, you know, we weren't even prepared to know how to cover it because we just didn't know what was going to happen. And then it was funny, Huge. This, you know, I'm going to use that word because it, interesting. How's that? We were 45 minutes away from when the drivers would normally come out of their motorhomes and come out to the grid. Now, it's 93 degrees outside. It's sweltering hot, and we saw a driver. And the comment that my broadcast partner, I was like, hey, you know, there's Eric Almirola. What in the world is he doing out on Pitt Road? Boom, there's another one. There's another one. We're like, okay, something's getting ready to happen here, but we still didn't know what. And then you could see them beginning to form up back around the number 43 car owned by the legendary Richard Petty, which is the car that Bubba Wallace drives. And then we saw what all of us have now seen, and that was them in a unified support for one of their drivers, which I think is much, much bigger. I think when we look at that support, it goes much further than just supporting Bubba Wallace. That was a very unified stance, and we sat there and we watched this thing unfold, and we all, you know, talking to one another on the Q channels and what have you, were like, this may be one of the great moments of the 72-year history of NASCAR.
I agree 100%. Jeff Strigl, voice of NASCAR on the Motor Racing Network. He was at Talladega talking about the Bubba Wallace situation. And what was great about that spontaneous moment or plan that afternoon, that it wasn't about where the report was going or we're going to wait and see. After the Confederate flag issue, with a driver on a lower level circuit, they're going to ban the flag, I'm done racing, to what Bubba Wallace said about a noose being in his garage. You know, he didn't pull out of the race. He said he was racing. He was upset with it. I'm not going to let that keep me from racing. And by the way, he ended up 14th and was, you know, running top 10 for a long time. That was the NASCAR coalition of team members all saying that they stand behind. That photo behind Bubba Wallace's car was they stand behind him. They stand with him. And that, to me, is a bigger statement than the FBI statement that the noose had been there since October 19th. Okay, good. There's no hate crime. But look at what NASCAR just showed the world, and it was real.
It was 100% real, and I think when you take a look at the individuals, and it was all of them, but I'm going to single out a couple of them. By the way, the show of solidarity and support, that was Jimmy Johnson's idea, the seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson. That was his idea. He went to Kevin Harvick and said, here's what I'm thinking. What do you think? And it was Kevin Harvick who said, I like it. Let's do it. And if you looked at that car coming through the grid, you saw Kyle Busch. Love him or hate him, he was right there on that right front fender. You saw the drivers from the state of Michigan in Eric Jones and Brad Keselowski. You saw them all, whether they are superstars in our sport or drivers that you've never heard of. We saw every crew member. We have diversity in that crew up and down that pit road. We may only have one African-American driver, but I can tell you that these crews are very diverse, and they were there standing arm in arm, every team, every driver, every person that was on or in the pit area was out there. And I think it went, to your point, it went much, much further than just saying that we stand behind Bubba Wallace. I think it was a statement that went further to the point where we're not going to have the Confederate flag. We want to be a warm and welcoming sport to anybody and everybody that would like to attend. And I just feel like that was the moment, and they took advantage of that moment. And that's probably the wrong word to use. They seized that moment to make a statement, and I like the statement that they made.
It was just real, Jeff. It was real. Hey, stick around for a second. I'll come right back to you, and we'll wrap up our conversation. Jeff Striegel, voice of NASCAR, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. Jeff Striegel, voice of NASCAR and the Motor Racing Network, West Michigan resident. He's standing by live at the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. So where does it go from here based on you've experienced it all since Monday at Talladega? Now you've heard Bubba's response. Where does it go from here for this racial harmony, Bubba Wallace, and the sport of NASCAR?
Racial harmony. I like the way you said that. I think it continues in a very, very big and very powerful way. There's nobody in our sport that's going to back down as we continue to push for that and make it where everyone feels comfortable and welcome when they show up at a NASCAR event, whether that's at the Michigan International Speedway or whether it happens to be at Talladega in the Deep South. The drivers are not going to stop pushing for it, and that's not just Bubba Wallace, it's everybody. NASCAR is going to stand united and continue to work in that direction. So I see only positive as we move forward.
Bubba Wallace, I like the way he's handled everything. I really do. I think some say there's a concern with no fans in the stands that this would be a different tune from NASCAR, a different feel from the drivers, that wouldn't have happened in Alabama at Talladega if there's 100,000 people in the stands. But what do you think, in knowing the NASCAR fan base, from the Confederate flag to this Bubba Wallace noose conversation, has it hurt the core fan base of NASCAR, or has it brought more people paying attention to the sport?
Maybe both, maybe a little bit of both. It certainly has brought more people to the sport. And, there, from a positive standpoint, I can go on Twitter and I can find, prominent individuals that were not aware of NASCAR 3 weeks ago, but they are now, and they appear to like what they see. Now, there are loyal NASCAR fans. There's some right here in the state listening to us talk right now that say, "You guys are crazy. You're wrong. I'm never going back to a NASCAR event." Okay, great. I mean, that's your right. You can go to Michigan in August, assuming we can put fans in the stands, or you can turn your back on it. But I think that the direction that we're going, not only is a direction that I've wanted them to go for a long time, but it's also a direction that we have to go. When you and I have talked about this before, you can't do certain things when you go to Ford Field. You just can't. So why would somebody think that you could do certain things when you go to a NASCAR event that wouldn't be, you wouldn't be allowed to do them anywhere else? So why would you think you should be able to do them in a NASCAR event? Real quick, Bubba, you just mentioned you like the direction that he has taken this. I agree with you. He tweeted just about an hour and a half ago that he said there is some embarrassment. Embarrassment that maybe they jumped to conclusions too quick. And by that, I'm not talking about the fans. I'm talking about NASCAR and maybe even Bubba. They probably, too, could have waited just a little bit to determine exactly what we were dealing with before NASCAR put out their press release. I'm sure if NASCAR looks back, they're going to say we probably shouldn't have, made the statement that we did at the time that we did, based on the knowledge that we had. But, again, we can Monday morning quarterback this thing all day long, and we can certainly find areas where we could have done better as a organization, meaning NASCAR. So, we got to get back to racing at some point, Huge. I mean, we race and we talk about the pandemic. We race and we talk about the Confederate flag. We race and we talk about a hate crime. And I hate it because of the fact that what we're actually doing on the racetrack in 2020 has been pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And it'd be, you know, you saw the race on Sunday. It was spectacular. Maybe one of the best races I've seen in a long time. And I think if the fans had been there, even knowing what we went through, they'd have been on their feet, cheering. It was spectacular. So hopefully, huge, as we move on from Talladega, Alabama, to Pocono, Pennsylvania, maybe we can start getting back to our sport. And that's what race, you know, and that's racing.
To me, I look at the removal of the Confederate flag, which was flown by that plane where somebody paid to put that big rebel flag up there and defund NASCAR. And then you led into, you know, while Bubba Wallace has to look up at that flag, and then it led into the noose investigation. I think the scene before the race on Monday, I look at the removal of the Confederate flag, right moves for NASCAR, Bubba's handled it the right way. Yeah, everybody could have circled around together, looked into this before it went public, and that's the mistake made by NASCAR, and maybe by Bubba Wallace and his people to a point, but we're moving on, and baseball's back, and other sports are trying to fight through COVID-19, and NASCAR has done a great job. Jeff Striegel, voice of NASCAR on the radio and the Motor Racing Network, calls West Michigan home. Jeff, thanks for the update about Talladega and the garage.
Yeah, and I appreciate your voice in this as well. And hopefully in the next day or two, week or two, we're going to get some information regarding the Michigan International Speedway. Hopefully it's all positive, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, thank you, Jeff, for that update on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line.